Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Turning now to so many industries that are facing staff shortages, from teachers to bus drivers to nurses and healthcare workers, one potential solution is to get young people into their desired professions with on-the-job experience and training. Local nonprofit Northeast ARC is trying it with their Pathways to Opportunities program at Lynn Classical High School. They connect students with mentorships, internships, and real-world experiences in their own communities. Last month, ninth graders with Mika Duyan and Tatiana Schott joined us to talk about their experience in Pathways. Program Director Maria Terrace and Tim Brown, Chief of Innovation at Northeast ARC, came too. And I started by asking with Mika the skills that she's learned so far that have helped her the most.
How to manage my money and credit cards and stuff like that. And secondly, it's time management. To manage my time now, I have a planner where I put my schedule and all the things that I need to do today.
How about you, Tatiana?
I've also learned saving money, like Jose taught me very well. Another thing that I've learned was my communication skills.
So tell me who Jose is.
Jose is, well, I like to call him my banker. But he's not my banker yet.
That's not what Jose would say. Is that right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. But he's not my banker yet. He's my banker, but he doesn't know it, you know?
Next week we go to all open up bank accounts.
So Jose's been volunteering with us from Eastern Bank and teaching fiscal literacy. Many of the students we work with did not have bank accounts, so he's been working with them to save money so they can open up their first bank account.
And you sound pretty excited about doing that, Tatiana.
Yes, because our last internship, we had these Visa cards, but then my card, my cousin, and another girl that we work with, our cards didn't work. So having the bank account and our own debit card would be so much easier just to transfer the money into there.
And Wismika, are you excited about opening a bank account?
Yes, I'm super excited about that.
Does it make you feel more independent?
It does. Like, I got my own money now.
So we've talked about a lot of things already, Maria. You are essentially teaching the kids. How does it make you feel to hear this much pride, this much skill development, you know, this much move towards, these are young adults, growing young adults. How does it make you feel to hear this?
Their success is my success. I love being a mentor. I love teaching them both professional skills and life skills. Also, making them aware of opportunities beyond what their scope has been thus far. It's very gratifying to hear them say, hey, I would have never learned this in school. I never knew I had a chance at this. And for them to come in and tell me, this is the best part of my day, is coming here. You know, I feel all my stress go away. And they text me at all hours of day and night to say, hey, what are we doing tomorrow? It's really, really a gratifying feeling. When Tim approached me about this job and he says, I think I have a job that would be perfect for you. And then he gave me the job description and I punched him in the arm and said, this job is perfect for me. And it's been great.
So did you start in, I think the program started in 2022, is that right?
The program started in 2022. We worked with Lynn Classical High School to be our cohort. Such a supportive environment. I really feel welcomed there, and they do anything they can to support these kids. They identified students they thought would be good, and then the students themselves started recruiting and bringing students in. What drew the kids most was the financial literacy piece, the opportunity to check out our clinical services to be nurses. I have 3 or 4 students who want to be a nurse, and here's a chance to get into nursing. It's a less direct route. They can get hands-on experience while going to school at the same time and take advantage of our tuition reimbursement program. So it's opportunities they may not have had.
And Wismika, my understanding is you're interested in being a nurse.
Yes, I am.
So how does this help you get there?
So for the last internship we did, it kind of like gave me an idea of what it's like being a nurse, because we had a section where we were doing CPR with some certified nurses. And so it kind of like pushed me more to see this is actually real.
I'll come back to you, Maria. It's 2022. You start to do this work. It's a pilot program. What does the arc look like, right? By the time students are done, they have learned X and they go where next?
So they'll do another internship in April and another paid internship. And then if they're available this summer, they'll do another paid internship. We will repeat the program the following years until they graduate. Once they graduate, they have first dibs on being hired by the ARC.
And this is interesting. This is where we turn to you, Tim, because really, this is like, as I understand it, an attempt to solve multiple pieces of a puzzle at once. It's skill building and workforce development for the young people. But it meets a workforce need for Northeast ARC, which works with people with both intellectual, developmental, and or physical disabilities, right?
Correct. So the idea of the program really started in a conversation over the workforce crisis. Human Services pre-pandemic was experiencing a workforce crisis. The pandemic just heightened it, not only for the Northeast ARC, every human service organization across the state, plus every business. So it's something we all can associate with. The idea of the program was, let's start working with students who are younger, who really haven't started to think about what their next steps were after college, and let's see if we can make an impact and at least introduce people into the world of human services. The expectation is not that everyone who goes through the program will enter into the Northeast ARC career, but no matter where they end up, they will have a better understanding of people with disabilities or autism and may become a mentor themselves later on in their life.
How severe is your staffing shortage now? So you directly serve X number of people, you need Y number of staff, and you actually have Y minus number of staff.
So it depends. Across our organization, we're a large multi-service organization. Our residential department, we operate 24-hour supported living homes, and we're operating at about a 40% vacancy rate.
Wow.
In staffing there. We have our home healthcare agency, and we have probably the equal number of unfilled hours every week as we're able to fill. And we have hundreds of nurses that work for us who are terrific. The need in the community is so much greater than we can currently manage.
So we are talking with Tim Brown and Maria Terrace of Northeast ARC and Wismika Duyan and Tatiana Chat, who are students at Lynn Classical High School, all working together on this Pathways program. And Tatiana, I'm going to turn back to you now. Were your goals for after high school different than they are now? The same? Has anything changed for you as you're going through this program?
I mean, I still plan to go to college for computer science as my major, and I've been wanting to do working with IT, tech, any kind of production since I was like 9. So I want to stick with that goal, and knowing that the Pathways program is accepting people of my age to have this chance as an internship and actually get a job, that would actually make my dream come true, and that would make me actually the happiest person in the world.
So that's a pretty strong endorsement. I wonder about the flip side of it, too. Are you able to be of service to others while you're doing this internship?
I will always put myself out there to help people in any type of way, even if it's not for like tech, like just talking to someone helps so much.
Maria, what's fulfilling to you about doing this work? Why did you punch Tim in the arm and say, this is exactly the right job for me, I gotta go do this?
I told them from day one, I want to be the mentor I wish I had. I wish I just had someone who could guide me a little bit and say, okay, here's all your choices. You can do this, you can do that. Here's how you do that. Because a lot of these kids don't know how to get to that next step. Tatiana, for example, like how does she get into IT? Well, we have an IT department, and the head of our IT department's going to be coming in on the 27th of this month to speak to them about opportunities.
You look pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we took a little tour, and several of the guys, because it's, I think, all guys in that department, started as interns. Well, she could do the same thing, and she could represent in that department.
Has Northeast ARC started to learn how you could be a different employer, a better recruiter by working with young people?
Absolutely. This program has meant so much to all the other employees at the Northeast ARC. People who have been going in on a weekly basis to meet with the students are really understanding where they're coming from and are enthusiastic and energized by what the feedback that the students are giving back to them. We're almost having to stop fights from our own staff because they want to become involved more in the program and working with directly with the students. And I think for us as an organization, we always knew that we needed to attract younger students. We didn't have the right way of doing it. This program has proven that by investing some time, effort, and energy into the students' full life, we're actually being a better partner to them.
Wismika, do you see yourself as a reverse mentor, as somebody who's helping the people at Northeast ARC grow and learn and develop too?
Yes, I feel that way because during the last internship, a lot of things happened there, and it just felt like everyone is relying on each other and felt like a true community where you really belong.
These are the people that Northeast ARC serves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you felt like it was collaborative and you were working together.
Yeah.
Tatiana, is that the same experience you had?
Practically, yeah.
Yeah? Is there something else you'd like to add?
I wouldn't really see myself like as a mentor. I would see myself more like as behind the desk type of person to just do paperwork because I'm the nerd type. I love writing essays. I love reading books. And people, when they look at me, they don't really think that way. But I can talk to people, but I feel like I wouldn't be like my main job.
Well, it is interesting to hear the two of you say that because Tatiana, you're the IT person, mm-hmm. and Wismika, you're the nurse, right? And the two of you then just sort of laying out how you experienced that last internship sort of reflects those career ambitions. It looks like you wanted to say something else.
I was just saying like how, even though like how in the program, there are like people with different interests and backgrounds and all that. So if someone is thinking of joining the program, they do not have to think, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. They think is that your voice is needed to be heard.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit of sound here, and this is for you, Maria. We had a conversation, a roundtable discussion with three leaders in higher education in Massachusetts last month. And one of the things we talked about is reimagining what higher ed is going to look like in the future. And I want to play a little sound from the Reverend Deborah Jackson, who's the dean of the business school at Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
What we're starting to see more and more is that our corporate partners are demanding reskilling and upskilling in ways that is not a degree program. Don't tell me that it takes a year and a half to get some credential to claim mastery. I want something that is 2 weeks, a month. Work with us to develop that kind of content.
So I don't even have to ask the question because you're already nodding and smiling as you were. So just react.
And tearing up a little, actually, because so grateful to be a part of this and to provide this opportunity it's a different path. That's why we're calling it Pathways to Opportunities. Everyone has their own path. So they can work a flexible schedule and go to school, make money, get further education certificates that they need, like Tatiana, IT and nursing certificates and degrees, and already have that job in place. So they're taking steps with an organization that wants them to succeed, and they feel that. And I think I just want to go back for a second about the whole, are they mentoring the staff? I think it's more, it's an inspiration. Like, look at these kids taking time out of their day. They're very busy, school schedules, they might be working part-time jobs, they're athletics, and they're still making time 3 days a week to listen to me for 2.5 hours and are excited about it. And I think that's very inspirational to the staff, rejuvenating.
So Tim Brown, answer the pushback question that is it fair and safe and appropriate to provide on-the-job training with clients of Northeast ARC who are vulnerable populations, who are people with intellectual developmental disabilities, who are people with physical disabilities? I know you get that question. Address that question straight up.
When people are first becoming employed at the Northeast ARC, if it's their first job, even if it's their fifth job, people are trained in a supervised environment. We are used to taking new staff who have not been in the field and working with them to develop the skills. They're working side-by-side experienced staff. They're not alone with the individuals we support, and we provide the back-end training and supports. Doing the internships, the students will never be left alone with people. They'll always have a staff person in their area with them, providing some level of supervision.
Okay, one at a time, lightning round to close. For each of you, it's the same question. At the end of this round, this pilot, your dream is, ready, Tim?
Expand to many more school districts.
All right. Wismika.
To be a nurse and help people.
Tatiana.
Make my little girl dreams to come true.
And Maria, for you.
My dream is to see this class, our very first class, walk across the graduation stage and right into the front doors of Northeast Arc.
Thank you to all of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Wismika Duyan and Tatiana Schott, students at Lynn Classical High School, with Maria Terrace and Tim Brown, both from Northeast Arc. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.